after the national.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union defense ministers in Brussels Tuesday said they're seeking to begin training Ukrainian pilots to fly advanced fighter aircraft as soon as possible, following U.S. President Joe Biden's announcement during last week's Group of Seven summit that the U.S. would join and support allies in that effort. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, in Brussels to attend the EU meetings, said Biden's announcement opened the door to the possibility of advanced fighter jets for Ukraine.
I will leave it to individual allies to make announcement exactly about when they start training. But of course, also with the announcement by President Biden this weekend, the U.S. being, of course, the main provider of, for instance, F-16s, and also announcing clearly that they will start training, this is an important step that partly will enable us to then deliver fighter jets at some stage.
Russian President Vladimir Zelensky traveled to the front line in Ukraine's war with Russia Tuesday to visit the troops there. Correspondent Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine what prompted the visit.
Today is a Marine Corps of Ukraine Day in Ukraine, and this is one of the reasons also why he decided to go and to give awards and to meet Ukrainian soldiers at the front line. According to his official statement, he is visiting the defense line at Vuhledar and Marienka, which is in the Donetsk region. Of course, he joined the commemorate activities and service for the fallen soldiers, and he gave awards to the acting military personnel who are defending Ukraine in that area.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Biden and congressional Republicans met again Monday at the White House to discuss the impasse over the government's debt ceiling. And while both sides reported progress, no deal was announced. Washington is racing to strike a budget compromise and raise the nation's borrowing limit in time to avert a potentially devastating federal default as soon as next week. Former staff director for the U.S. House Budget Committee, now an instructor at American University in Washington, Thomas Kahn, told VOA's International Edition program that even coming close to default can inflict serious damage on the economy.
In 2011, we came within 48 hours of default. So we didn't default, but we came within 2 days of it. And our creditworthiness was downgraded for the first time in history. Interest rates shot up, and it ended up costing the taxpayers more than $1 billion.
Kahn said as of yet, the markets have yet to react to the debt ceiling negotiations, but he said every day that goes by without an agreement risks that happening. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned Sudan's rival generals to abide by the latest 7-day ceasefire agreement or face possible sanctions. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Blinken's statement came as residents reported sporadic fighting Tuesday between the warring sides in the capital of Khartoum and a northern city. Sudan descended into chaos after fighting erupted in mid-April between the country's military and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. A new truce was announced over the weekend, the seventh attempt so far, to stop the deadly violence. All previous ceasefires have been violated. In a video message posted by the U.S. Embassy on social media early Tuesday, Blinken said the fighting has been tragic, senseless, and devastating. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. island territory in the South Pacific is bracing for a major typhoon. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Emergency shelters are filling up as residents of Guam get ready for a typhoon whose winds could reach 150 miles per hour. This storm could hit within hours now. If Guam doesn't take a direct hit, it will be very close, according to the lead meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Guam, Patrick Dahl. The Weather Service is warning of a triple threat: winds, torrential rains, and life-threatening storm surge. Residents have been filing into grocery and hardware stores, leaving with canned goods, cases of water, and generators. The governor says Guam is in the crosshairs of the typhoon. Take action now, she advised residents. Stay calm, stay informed, and stay safe. I'm Rita Foley.
Find more information on this and all the stories we're covering today at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.